This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Chris Bossom of Kingdom Come Fest 2026 and A1 Ministries.
All right. Well, like I said, this is the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sandshoes. As you can see, joining me tonight is my sister in Christ, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am so good. And we are joined by the man. Viewers of Rock for Him podcast will recognize this face. He is Chris Bossom. He is the man in charge of Always One Ministries and Kingdom Come Fest. Chris, how's it going today,
hey,
brother?
It's going wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
That's awesome. That's what I like to hear. For those watching and listening, if you do have any questions, we are live on Facebook. Kira will be watching those comments. We are live on Twitch. So I'll be watching those, and we're also live on YouTube. So if you're on any one of those platforms, please feel free to post a comment in the chat, and we will toss them to Chris. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is Kingdom Come Fest 2026. Mm-hmm. And just from what I've seen, I unfortunately haven't spent a lot of time on socials, but from what I've seen, you've got quite the lineup this year.
Yes, it's a really exciting lineup. I mean, we've had lots of great festivals, but I don't think this is at least as good as any festival we've ever had. You know, this might be the best lineup we've ever had.
Can you just give us a small sample of who's all going to be there?
Oh, geez. Small sample. Okay. Well, on Thursday kickoff, a few of the people that will be there is Drown the Planet, Spoken, Jason Dunn, and Behold the Beloved. Excuse me, I'm getting text messages while this is going on. Okay. On Friday we have Matt Moore, Sean Rodriguez, and for you who were in the earlier years of Christian metal, we have the Daniel Band. We have a band that's not been officially announced yet. That's coming on that evening too. And then we have Chaotic Resemblance, Honor and Glory,
nice,
and The Letter Black.
Yes.
And on Saturday, Devin Williams, 13 Minutes, Brutality, Doses of Adolescence, Nate Parrish, Relent, The Protest, and Disciple. So that's just a, you know, the evening portion. So much more. Plus there's the subculture stage, which will have I Am Pendragon, Jericho Harlot, Great Transparency on Friday, Vitruvia, Summit 17, and Grave Robber on Saturday. So it's just a packed lineup.
Oh my goodness. Like, that sounds like if you're going to be at a festival, this is the one that you need to be at, in all honesty. Like, just listening to the people that are going to be there.
And it's free.
Like, it doesn't get any better than that, honestly.
Free is good. I like free.
Free is very good. I mean, I know Jeremy's going to be there. I'm going to try and make it. Don't know if Kira's going to be able to be there. If you are,
I will definitely be there Saturday.
Kira will be there Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you all heard that. If you're there, go up and say hi to Kira. And tell her she looks good in the green shirt she's going to be wearing.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing any colors. Sorry.
And for those that are watching, I just want to apologize. Chris's video does keep freezing up. I think you guys are in the middle of a storm right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so
you hear thunder maybe in the background, I'm sure.
Well, if you hear in the background, I have a house full of people and there's music playing behind me. So, but so let's talk a little bit more about what goes into putting on a festival like Kingdom Come Fest. Like, I know we've spoken in the past that this is like a year round thing for you. As soon as the last one ends, you're immediately right into the next one. So, walk us through that. Like, how does that work?
Okay. Well, to start off with, there's actually, the festival is actually led by me and Jay and Angie, our leaders. Dave handles the technical side of it. So, I mean, he's as much involved as we are. I would say the go-to person, the queen bee of the festival is Angie Lida. Yep. And I hope I'm not freezing up too much so you can hear my jibber jabber. Yep. But Angie is just amazing. Jay is amazing. This just wouldn't happen, you know, without all of us working together. And like you said, at the end of one festival, we actually take a sabbatical for a few weeks, not very many, just a couple weeks, to recover, and then we start in the discussions about the next year, and the effort and time that goes into it gradually builds until we hit the towards the end of the year, November, December, and then we're in full gear until the festival. So there is a lot that goes into it. We have to work out all the details with the lineup. We have to work out the details with security and the volunteers and hospitality, work out things with the vendors, work out. We have to make sure that the veterans are still good with having us there, and they love us. So that's always a good thing. And there's so much that goes into it. Our chats get really wild and go on for hours and hours as we try to put out fires and make things happen. So it's worth it though.
For sure.
I have a few questions. And this is just coming from, so I became a Christian about 3 years ago. And I had no idea that this kind of stuff was a thing. And I'm from Utah, so I don't even know if there's stuff out there like this. But I was introduced to KCF for the very first time last year because I had a friend that was going. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, because I had just moved to Ohio. But you guys had my favorite band, Bloodlines, which I'll be seeing next weekend. So I was really sad to have missed that, but it sounded really awesome. I have a lot. But as somebody who just is kind of new to all this, how would you describe the festival to somebody like me who had not, like, let's pretend, I mean, I know now what it is, but if you didn't know anything about me and you were just like, I was some random stranger, how would you present that to somebody like me?
Wow. I guess I would say it is 3 days of music that will melt your face and stir your heart. It's 3 days of fun and excitement, but most of all, it's 3 days of love and brotherhood. That's one of the things you're going to experience when you get there, is that the love is so, I mean, it's almost tangible. It is so thick, and it all comes from trying to, be the hands and feet of Jesus while we're there. Because the number one thing there is to glorify God. And so it's thick. It's not just, it's not just a concert, it's an experience. And for I think a good portion of the people who come, it's a major spiritual experience and a lot of fun.
Okay, so how long has this been going on and why did you start it?
Okay, good questions. It's been going, this is the 17th festival.
Wow.
17th. Yeah, it's been quite a while. And how it started was me and Jay and Angie and Dave were in a band called Strange Reflection, just a garage band, but it was original music that we wanted to use to share the gospel in a relatable way. And we didn't know really anything about how to get, concerts or anything set up show or how to get onto shows. So we started setting up our own. And so we would find a band that was from the area that had a, at least a, some following and bring them in a headline and maybe another band before them. And then we would open. And so we would set up our shows that way. And so we had done that several times. And then there's this really beautiful facility in downtown Kokomo at Foster Park. And we, back then, I don't know if they still do it or not, but the Parks Department would rent that out really cheap. I mean, w mega cheap. And so for whatever, $25 or $50 or whatever, we rented the pavilion. It's right in the middle of downtown, right on the edge of downtown Kokomo. We had a lot of foot traffic and set up our first festival there where we opened again. And we had I think 7 bands in 7 hours or 8 bands in 8 hours. Or something like that. It was one of the slogans we was using. And it was probably for most promoters, it would be a complete and utter disaster. They would call the first festival, but that's really not how this works. And I try to tell people who ask me about putting on a festival or event like that, don't expect too much. Just expect God to bless it and just carry on, and that's what happened. We went from, this is a rough estimate, 20 maybe spectators, and probably 18 of those was family maybe, and then to having 700 or whatever the next year, and our headliner the very second year was the Letter Black. So we had a lot of a lot of growth that we had to learn. And we wanted to expand to multiple days. And the park started getting really busy with community events. And so they told us they didn't want to allow multi-day festivals there anymore that wasn't put on by like the city itself or something like that. So we ended up almost having the fan festival canceled after about 5 years at the at downtown. And then God just opened the doors to the veterans and they were excited to have us. They were ready and willing. And this really isn't their type of music, but we are their type of people, So they've just been wonderful. And so I think maybe I answered your question. I don't know.
Yeah, you did great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I don't know if you know this, Chris, but
Hello,
Cure
brother.
started.
Hey, Chris.
We're not worried about him. We're not worried about him. But Kira started off here as a guest of the show. She became a co-host. And one of the things that she's looking to do is to start a festival much like Kingdom Come Fest. And I told her that you would be one of the best guys to ask questions to. Like, if anybody has knowledge of this, of how to make this thing work, it would be you. So be prepared, brother. And for those that are watching,
I'm right here.
yes, It is our big boy, our brother, the man, the myth, the Mohawk, Jeremy Brown. It's good to see you, brother.
Good to see you too.
So, Chris was just running down about how he had one guy that was helping him choose the bands, and he's no longer going to use him next year. He says he's just absolute, like, picks garbage bands and kidding, kidding. For those that don't know, Jeremy was one of the guys that was helping select bands for Kingdom Come Fest. They didn't want this guy. They were like, nope, we'll take the big boy. So
Oh,
that's a good
that ain't
plan.
true.
That was a good
Wow.
plan. Stick with the big boy. Don't stick with this guy.
We appreciate anybody who volunteered to be a part of the band selection committee.
That was a huge honor. Thank you.
You're
That
welcome.
meant a lot.
I hope you'll do it again next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
So
That's
one of the
awesome.
things that I've seen that's gonna happen this year that I am hoping to make it to, is the tribute to David Patacone. Can you just kind of explain to us what David has meant to Kingdom Come Fest? Because I know, at least for as long as we've been doing Rock for Him, David has been part of Kingdom Come Fest.
David came on our kind of came on our radar some years ago, and I believe it was through Asher Lesser, and 80 Windblown Media Records. I believe that's what started it. And so we had him invite him out, and everybody just loved him. Everybody loved him. And not only that, I mean, not just his performance, but he is such a love, well, God bless him. He's with the Lord now, so it's hard to use past tense, present tense, because he is alive. He's just not here. But he was such a lovable person. And he'd lift your spirits to be around him. And me and him happened to have a mutual friend in Arizona. And so that friend got a hold of me and was like, "You guys are gonna have David." And he was, building him up and stuff. And so that was kind of a neat extra thing, between me and David, that we had a mutual friend, and that was helped spur a lot of our conversation at the beginning of the festival.
Well, I'm really hoping to be able to get down there and see that tribute to David, 'cause he's meant a lot to us here at Rock for Him. So, of the bands that are playing, like I know I ask this every year, and you always tell me it's like picking your favorite child. But which band are you most excited to see perform this year?
Me?
Yeah. Not that you ever get to watch
Oh,
because you're
good
running
Lord.
around doing everything else, but which band are you excited for people to see?
Oh, man. Oh, I'd have to limit it to 20. Oh, geez. There's so many awesome. Whew. I mean, I'm glad to see Relent back. I think that's really neat, having Relent back. Daniel Band, being somebody who used to see them, back in the heyday, and listen to their music. That's exciting to me. I can't believe the lineup for Kickoff with Spoken, Jason Dunn, and Behold the Beloved. That's nuts. And to get Honor and Glory, on Friday night, I was, that was just amazing. And one of the things too, that's I'm kind of looking forward to, is all the new bands. We have so many new bands this year that's going to be there.
Well, I know one that Jeremy and I have talked about that is pretty exciting to see, Drive Thru Society. Like, they have kind of come on hot and heavy, and their music is amazing. So, fill for those that are watching, if you're planning on going, don't miss their set. Do not miss Drive Thru Society. The other one that I'm almost going to guarantee is just going to tear that stage apart. 13 minutes.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm excited to see.
Oh.
Unfortunately for me, I'm going to have to miss part of Drive Thru Society set because the David Patacone set's going on at the same time. Hmm. And I'm actually participating in the tribute.
Aw.
So it's going to be kind of like running back and forth between the two stages.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's rough.
It is.
So what was the second band you said you're excited to see?
13 minutes.
Yeah, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Always.
They just released their new song. So
yeah. Yeah, they are such a good band, such great people, and so many of these bands and the people that's in them are just wonderful. I'm just blessed to know them. And our job as a festival is to allow them to do their ministry. Our ministry is to let them do their ministry, and as well as others. And I'm blessed that they will share their ministry at our event.
Hmm. Love that.
Did any of that go through?
Oh, yeah. Again, I just want to reiterate, Chris is going through a storm right now down there, so his video's freezing up, but we really want to talk to him about Kingdom Come Fest, so we're going to deal with a freezing video just so we can talk to him.
Sure.
So I know, like, Kira asked you to describe what it's like for someone that's never been there before. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never been there before, but this is how Jeremy has always described it to me. He's like, it is a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and it's just like everyone there is family.
Yeah,
it is.
So I don't know how it can get any better than that. Yeah. You know,
absolutely. We hear a lot of people describe it that way.
Hmm. So I know we don't often hit on this. I think we only hit it on actually the first year we had you on, but the fundraising for this, where are you guys at financially? Like, I know that this is that you're usually right up to the wire. God always provides, but where are you guys at?
As far as I can tell, we're like just under 50% of the funds raised, which means we got less than 2 months to get the rest of it. And that's just from what I know. I mean, I really, Dave is the accountant. And yeah. So I should have asked before I come on, you know, where we stood, but I'm old, so I forget things. So, we definitely need support. We definitely need support. And, you know, I would encourage anybody who, you know, prays about it and feels led to please donate. And we have the new thing now where we have the tiers of monthly giving, where not tiers, but tiers of monthly giving. And, you could give 25 a month or 50 a month or 100 a month or something other than that. You just let Dave know and he'll make it happen. But that helps. And then we could use, you know, if you know any Christian businesses or churches that would believe in this type of ministry, you know, maybe see if they might want to be a sponsor. But I tell you what, just, you know, kind of even with that, well, actually more than that, we really could use prayer. And I'll tell you something, since the end of KCF last year to right now, has probably been the hardest year for most of us in a long time. That's the leadership of KCF. I mean, Jay and Angie have just had one turmoil after another, things coming up in their lives and the enemy trying to take them out, take them down, you know. And same with me, not to the degree that they have. This is not quite Job level stuff, but it's pretty close to it. It's going all with Jay and Angie. And we could use prayer. And not just prayer for us, but prayer, mostly prayer for the festival. You know, God would use it. Lives would be changed. You know, hearts would be healed. That's the number one thing. And, you know, as long as we're doing that, we believe God's going to take care of everything else. And we just hope, you know, people out there will feel it in their hearts that God is wanting them to use them as part of the, you know, blessing to, you know, help fund KCF. And another thing, sorry, I'm kind of going off and off and off, but another thing we could really use is spreading the word, getting more people out there, because it's been really weighing heavy on me that God has blessed us with this festival that has meant a lot of things, you know, has meant so much to a lot of people. And I would like to get the word out so that others get the opportunity to be blessed, come to know what it feels like to be loved in the love of, you know, the love of Jesus, which is no love but greater than that. And we really need to, you know, we need prayer that people, you know, will come and experience it. And I would like to see the biggest crowds that we've ever had, you know, this year, and not for the sake of saying that we're bigger, but just to make it more, you know, effective. We want to be effective for the kingdom, you know, we want to see it get out, you know, the word get out.
Well, let me ask you. So if I was going to verbalize this advertising to anyone and everyone, besides the music aspect of it, which is, you know, it sounds like that's the core part of it. What else is going to be at KCF? Is there going to be food trucks, speakers, different ministries, games for children?
Well, all right, you got the bands. That's the main thing. And that's really all we focused on for most of KCF. You know, we didn't really think about any of the other stuff. We will have some people doing a little bit of ministering in between bands, but there's no like official like speakers where, you know, somebody gets up for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes or whatever and speaks. But then we do have people who will speak, like I said, during that. And the bands will speak during their sets. I mean, Travis from Chaotic, you know, you only hope they get three or four songs in because he's going to preach at some point. He's going to get the word out. And then that is the experience itself. I mean, you know, you know, you love their music, but man, you love us preaching too. And so there's all, there will be a kid area. We got some people who will are going to work with youth groups and the youth to help, you know, give them some activities, some things to do during the day. There will be some food trucks, but in my opinion, and of course I'm biased, the number one food thing there is extended hands, you know, the concession. Petty of Extended Hands, just, he puts so much into that concession and lets all the funds from the concession come to KCF and through his ministry, Extended Hands. And it's his pulled pork nachos or die for.
They are amazing.
Or is what I've been told. So, okay. I don't know, something blocked out or something. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking still or not.
It's all good.
No.
It's all right.
There's a lot there.
I just want to mention real quick, for anyone that's wanting to donate, KCF actually has an app. Now, I didn't know this before, but if you go and look for KCF 26, Kingdom Come Festival 2026 in your app store, you can download it, and you probably won't see it. I'll hold it up, and you can't see it. But there's a button. As soon as you open it up, it says donation options. And then it also tells you, you know, there's 51 days, 21 hours, 12 minutes, and 18 seconds until the show starts. Yes, there you go. All right, I guess I'm going to have to turn off my green screen in order to see it. But, yeah, like, I was going through this and going, wow. Like, this thing is amazing, like, the information you have on here. So if anyone is thinking about going, wanting to go,
just
download that app.
Yeah. Yeah. And it tells you when the bands are playing, where they're playing. I mean, all the details are on there. It tells you where the, you know, vendors and food's going to be. And just look for Kingdom Come Festival 26 at the App Store, iOS, Android, whatever. And then, also, you can just go to kingdomcomefestival.com, and there's donate. You can donate there too.
And we will have all that in our show notes, so people can just click on the link and go right to your website and donate. And I encourage anyone and everyone that is watching and listening, go and donate. Help fund this thing. Like, this is worthwhile. This is one of those things that will not return void. Honestly, you can see God's hand in it completely. All right, Kira, what you got? Because I've talked enough. I want to hear what you have to say and what Jeremy has to say.
Well, I do have one random quick question. Are dogs allowed?
Ooh, that's a good but sad question. The grounds, the veterans grounds there, they don't allow pets.
Okay. I will not bring my Great Dane.
Yeah. It's only this big, right? The Great Dane.
Yeah, she's totally little. She can't fit in my pocket. You'll never see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Please tell me you tried to stuff that Great Dane in your purse.
Oh man, I wish I could.
Heck, we might allow you to come just to see that. allow the Great Dane to come just to see that. That'd be awesome.
You gotta do it.
So I don't know if anybody's asked this question, but I've noticed on the lineup schedule that on Friday at 7 o'clock there's a to be announced. Is that a special guest that nobody, like, not even who, you know, not even us who's voted on know who's going to be there?
No, nobody knows except for, you know, a handful of people. And for $25, I could tell you after this is over. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. What it is, it's a surprise, but it's also like a contractual thing where, because of another show they have coming, we can't announce it until after their show. So it'll be soon. It'll be soon. And it's somebody worth waiting for. It's a good one.
I mean, I'm going to be there regardless. So, I mean,
yeah.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
Friday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So now I got to figure out a way to be there Friday.
Yes.
You guys.
Oh man. So what you're saying is once we're done with the live stream, you're going to tell us who it is.
Wow. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that.
All right, Kira, you were starting to talk before Jeremy so rudely interrupted.
I'm sorry. Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Jeremy, you're welcome to interrupt me anytime you want. So how do you select the artists that are going to be there? I know you kind of I think you what you did, I think what I saw you did was you put it out on the internet and asked people if they wanted to be a part of it, and then you guys just kind of vote on it, or is it more like what how do you go through this process?
Well, for the last, four slots or so, maybe five, we work on that way in advance. And we have, and I don't know any other festival that does this, but we have a submission period where bands can submit, and as long as they're legitimate, and not like vulgar or whatever, not primarily Christian or at least positive, we put them on the selection committee, and we ask the pre selection committee to prayerfully listen to something from every band and get a taste of them, and then choose their top, I don't know, what is it, top five in each category or something like that,
They can give us
and
top 10 out of
maybe
every
top
question.
10. 10.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, that makes sense. And then we total all the points, and then that is the actual list we go down for the other slots. And but we tr try to we try to kind of mix and match the genres early. And so I mean, people who are CCM fans or CCM bands that maybe are really, really good, well, I mean, God laid it on our heart to when we started this ministry to reach people who, probably, well, weren't getting the gospel. And you can hear CCM in about any church, or there's concerts all over the place, and most festivals, even festivals that started out as Christian rock festivals, are now primarily CCM, and understandably because that's what people want to see. But we dedicated ours to rock, hard rock, metal, and so we still have a lot of punk and alternative and whatever genre you could pull out of a hat, we probably got it. And yeah, that's how we choose the rest of them. Is we were doing it all ourselves for the first many years, and we were like, this is crazy, we can't choose, there's so many, we feel like we're hurting people to not choose them. So I can't remember whose idea it was, Jay or Angie, said let's start a band selection committee, and that work has worked out really good for us. Yeah, and we need several people on it. So I can't remember how many people we had out this past year, maybe a dozen people or so. And the more we get, the better it is. So
Have
for
you
sure.
ever gotten, have you ever gotten to a place where you got close to picking everything or all the bands, but then God laid a band on your heart that you were not even thinking of?
Yeah. More like we had everything kind of lined up where we thought it would be like this, and then the bottom falls out from under us, and we're like, oh no, this band can't make it, or this schedule conflict, or, and all of a sudden there's like that band, that was going to really impact, happen to be, brought to our attention somehow or some way. And yeah, just oof. So yeah, that's happened.
Awesome.
Is there one band that you are trying to say this the right way without getting you into trouble? Is there one band that you really wanted to be at KCF this year that's not going to be there? Is there just that one band that, man, you're like, oh, I wanted them there and it just couldn't be there?
Oh man, it's probably about four or five. Every year, we start asking, you know, bands, and sometimes we don't get an answer right away. So it's kind of, things are kind of on hold for that slot. And then sometimes they can't make it, or sometimes we're not big enough, or we don't have enough money, or can't, you know, not don't have enough money. We can't pay them enough. And I'm not poo-pooing any band, you know, who, you know, we can't afford, just that we can't afford them. And they have a lot that they have to pay for, and this is their livelihoods, and they have, you know, I understand it. We don't begrudge anybody for that, but right. Yeah, there's times that just unfortunately just doesn't work out, and there's this year, man, I hate to give away some of the bands that we tried to get but couldn't, because, you know, we hope maybe it works out next year.
Yeah.
Did that come through?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll work. Like I said, I was trying to pose that question that I didn't get you in trouble, but it's always one of those things that I'm like, is there a band that he wanted that just couldn't land? So that, well, you answered it perfectly. All right, Kira, go ahead.
Well, I have people in the chat asking, where is KCF located?
Ah, KCF is located at the Howard County Vietnam Veterans Ground Healing Field. And that is located in Greentown, Indiana, on State Road 26. It's out in the boonies, so we can be loud and you know, riotous, not riotous, but loud. So it's a lot of, it's a blast, and free camping. You got free camping, free admission, free parking.
And if you show up, Chris will give you a big old hug.
$2 a hug.
Right.
So there will be plenty of like bathrooms, right?
Yes.
Yes. Ladies.
But I have to warn you, they are porta potties. So
that's okay.
That's you know, you get to full festival experience. Smells and all.
I mean, hey, you could just see the panic.
Yeah.
You could just see the panic on Kira's face. She's like, I'm gonna have to dig a hole and like squat over a log and oh, sorry, I like making fun of my co-hosts. If people watching don't understand that by now. How late does this run? Like, I know it's 3 days. You got Friday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, correct?
Saturday, yeah.
And what time is the show?
Friday starts.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, what time is the show for Saturday? Well, that is, I think we shoot for 11-ish, but sometimes it's midnight-ish or close to 1-ish, depending on how far off the schedule. You know, sometimes things happen and it pushes things off. And, you know, when you have a squeeze as many bands as we do into a day, sometimes a few little things add up, you know, to end up being, you know, a decent amount of time that it gets delayed. But so it's, you think you're looking at 11:30 or midnight probably on Saturday.
The reason I asked that is because I heard that something kind of cool happened last year after all of the bands got done playing.
Yes.
There was baptisms going on.
Yes. Like
people were saved and baptized at KCF.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. We had a church, Woodland Church of God, donate a trough basically, that they would man and take care of, set up and, you know, put the water in and everything. And, after Ashes Remain, no, it was after, yeah, no, after, sorry,
Nine Lashes.
After Nine Lashes performed, they came down and they led, you know, the baptismal. except for a person or two. They did all the baptizing except for a person or two who had requested Jermaine from Tricord to do a couple baptisms. And it was real touching. I mean, everybody's in tears and everything. It was really neat.
I mean, I can guess with Maine being involved in it, you know, it's probably touching. That dude is awesome.
Like, yeah.
Jeez. If you're going to love anybody in the music industry, it's Maine. Like, that dude's got a smile that will bring a smile to anyone's face.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, anyways. Kira, come on.
All right. So, is this like a town that you've kind of grown up in, or you just have lived there for a while?
Oh, no. Me and Angie and Jay and Dave grew up in Kokomo, which is a little bit bigger.
Kokomo is like
a lot bigger than Greentown. Like what? Kokomo is about 10 miles away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say it's like right next door, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real close. And so the opportunity came for us to go to the Veterans Ground. It was in the neighborhood. And this was like perfect. It was perfect.
So you guys have been doing this long enough that the community probably looks forward to this. Do they thrive a little bit more just because this is going to happen?
You mean the local community?
Yeah.
Well, Christian rock is, you know, I hate, you know, to be blunt, but sometimes, you know, is about as welcome as a fart in a church, you know. And so some people, you know, everybody is okay with it for the most part. Not everybody's okay with it, but most people are. But as far as people, you know, being excited about it or anything like that, we have a lot of people, in the area, but, you know, it's would be considered a small percentage of the people who live here. Though the festival, as far as businesses and organizations and churches and stuff, is getting more and more well known every year, and so that's
So I would imagine it would help the community a little bit in a sense, but if there
it does, probably, it does.
Yeah, but I would imagine too, there's going to be a lot of like cleanup. Like, are you going to need help with cleanup when this is all over?
Oh, praise the Lord. How God must have anointed you to say that. Yes, we could use help with cleanup. Set up and cleanup is the biggest, you know, part of the effort, you know, for any single one type of thing. And so, we do cleanup on Sunday morning. And we could use anybody willing to stay, anybody willing to come early, like spend all day Thursday or, I don't know, maybe even Wednesday. And we could use help with setup too, you know, get some things going. So,
well, as far
all right,
as
you guys heard it, they need Jason. You better bring as many people as you can bring.
Yes.
Yeah, Jason.
I was just going to say, as far as like cleanup, I want to go ahead and volunteer Jeremy to clean up all the houses.
Right.
Nice. That is perfect.
Yes. Yes. Well, unfortunately, we are quickly running out of time. Sorry about that. Right. I always forget my prayer list here. Always forget. Okay. It, but I got my handy dandy prayer list. And I know we're quickly running out of time. Before we get into prayer, Chris, is there one thing that you would like to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners about KCF that we haven't talked about so far? Is there something you just want them to know? Or even Always One Ministries. We rarely talk about that. Can you explain what Always One Ministries is?
Yeah, Always One Ministries is the umbrella that Kingdom Come Festival is under. It's we started Always One Ministries. We started KCF in 2010, but we started Always One Ministries in 2011 because there was other things we were wanting to do, and we wanted to all combine into one ministry. So we decided to come up with Always One Ministries. The name came from Jay. He's one who thought of Always One, because there's always one, you know, who could use, you know, use a touch, use a healing, you know, with their heart, use, you know, a good word, you know, some love. Oh, there's always one person that just needs Jesus, you know? And so, that's what Always One Ministry says. So to maybe, something your audience, I'd want to tell your audience is, I would encourage you to come and not only see what KCF is about, but experience it, to be a part of what it's about. You know, that it's, we're not there to hammer on each other. We're not there. There's no, you know, politics stops at the gate. We don't allow no politics. You know, we just love on each other. Right now, this is, we only get these 3 days. And so it's all going to be focused on God and his love and our love for each other. And, so I just challenge you to come be a part of it. And, it will be awesome.
Love it. All right, guys, I'm going to let you two, Jeremy, Kira, wrap it up with one last question. You guys got anything?
I don't. I think you guys have asked pretty much everything.
Kira?
I don't have any more questions, but basically when I meet you in person, Chris, I'm going to need like 10 minutes of your time, because I do have a lot of other questions that I want to pick your brain about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can promise you, Kira, that Chris is one of the best guys that you will meet. Like, we got to meet him for the first time a few years ago. A good friend of ours was like, come down to the show, meet Chris, and just pick his brain. And he sat and he answered like every question that we had.
He did too.
I love that. We need more people like you in the world, Chris.
Yeah. Well, Angie and Jay and Dave, we need more. And we need more of you guys. Lots more.
Which, Chris, by the way, I got to pick a bone with you. Where is Angie and Jay? Last time you were on, you said, I'm bringing them on with me next time.
They're in the chat.
I see. I would try to
bring
them.
And so, I did. I did try to bring them.
Angie, you were on once. Don't make us come after you. Next time.
Yeah. I was close. It was close to getting all of us together, but it just didn't work out.
Man, we love you, Angie and Jay.
Yes, we do. All right. So,
speaking of Jay, one of the fun things to bring people out is, you know, Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Where's Jay?
You can play Where's Jay, because Jay is so far behind the scenes working his tail off that you just see his head pop out every once in a while. So, you might, you know, keep a scorecard. I saw Jay twice today. I saw Jay three times on Friday. Things like that.
He's just like a ninja. He just appears in different places. Like all.
He does. He kind of does. Yeah.
Well, if you remember when Angie was on that one time, you kind of said the same thing. Like, she never stops moving. She's always
She's always.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that a lot of people realize that that's what goes on at festivals. They think, oh, you're putting on a music festival. Yeah. You're going to be able to sit and watch these bands. Listen, we've hosted concerts, and Jeremy and I are running from place to place, talking to bands, trying to make sure things are going. Yeah. I cannot even imagine what it would be like to host a festival.
Yes.
As much of a blessing as it is, I would need a nap for a week afterwards.
Yeah. Angie is nonstop. And the difference between Angie and Jay is Angie will run out in front of you, while Jay is running behind the scenes. So you might see Angie as a blur.
Nice. Don't get in Angie's way is what he's saying. All right, Chris, like I said a few minutes ago, we're quickly running out of time. So how can we be praying for you? I've already got Angie and Jay here on my list to pray for, but how can we be praying for you, praying for KCF, Always One Ministries? What can we do? How can we pray?
Well, I would pray for all the leadership of KCF, for God to bless them and give us strength, and you know, to keep our spirits encouraged and up in the battles. And I would pray for that God would use KCF. It's His festival. You know, we just want God to be able to use it, and pray for the weather, and you know, and then pray for finances, I guess.
All right, I'm writing all that down. Finances. All right, I will go ahead and close this out in prayer. Great and Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Chris and Angie and Jay. Lord, they are such a blessing to so many people. Lord, we thank you for KCF. I ask that you just watch over this festival and continue to use it to bring glory to you. Lord, I ask that you give the leadership there strength. Just put a hedge of protection around them. Give them courage. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. Lord, I ask that you watch over the weather there. Just help it to be a nice day, not too hot, not too cold, just a perfect day for people to go fellowship and worship you. Lord, I ask that you just bring the finances that are needed to them. Lord, you've never let them down. You've always provided. So I ask you continue to provide and bring it in abundance. We thank you so much for all of these things. But most importantly, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, coming to die for our sins on the cross. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.
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 All right, amen. Kira, do amen. The thing you do.
All right. Well, Chris, it has been such an honor meeting you. I can't wait to meet you in person and experience this, and I will definitely try to find a way to get there on a Friday.
Yay.
Thank you, Jason and Jeremy, for being here. And thank you to everyone in the chat. You guys were all over the place in the chat. We appreciate it. And remember, guys, if you're going to rock, rock for him.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below. And don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Jermaine and the boys from the band Tricord.